Oh, whose portfolio is this? Julie's.
Good morning, everyone. It is 9:04 a.m. on Thursday, June 29th, 2017. I am Randy Christman, Chairman of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. I'm calling this informal hearing to order. We actually have two cases combined here. PU-17-117, Whiting Oil and Gas Corporation, and QEP Field Services LLC, a transfer of site certificate. And then PU-17-157, Whiting Oil and Gas Corporation and QEP Field Services LLC, a transfer of certificate number 124 and permit number 133. I mentioned this is an informal hearing. It's a easy and convenient way for us to gather the information that we need to make a decision, as long as there is no information in dispute. If it becomes a situation where information is in dispute, we'll have to close it down and move to a formal hearing process. I don't have any opening comments, Commission. Oh, also, with me from the commission is Commissioner Fedorchek, whose portfolio this is, Commissioner Crashus, Sarah Caldwell, and Steve Call from our staff. I will have those who intend to speak go around and identify themselves, please, right now.
Thank you, Commissioner. Danny Krause with Frederickson and Byron, appearing on behalf of one of the applicants, QEP Field Services LLC. And I do have some representatives from Tesoro who will be speaking on behalf of the applicant as well, and I will have them introduce themselves.
Darren Snow, the area manager for the pipelines and terminals.
James Sanford, I'm the right-of-way and real estate manager for Tesoro.
Jim Wakely, senior director of plant operations.
And we do have some additional individuals that could potentially provide information depending on some questions. So would you like them to introduce themselves now or in the event that they need to speak?
I think just in the event they need to bring us more information. I will point out, though, there are five additional people in the room, all Tesoro people, and no one else in the room with us. I don't have any opening comments. Before we turn it over to Commissioner Fedorchek, Commissioner Krashus, do you?
No, I have no opening comments.
It's all yours.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for being here. I'll just keep it brief. Basically, when we do these sorts of things, we just want to make sure that the company that takes on the certificates is committed to following everything that's outlined in the requirements of their certificate and is up to doing that. And so we'll just have some questions. And it's also helpful to have a conversation to better understand what, you know, the transfer is all about and that sort of thing. So with that, I think we would probably be best to just start with some comments from you all with, you know, describing what and why this has been requested, and then we can have a free flow of Q&A after that. Sarah, did you have anything specifically you want to talk about?
No.
Okay, very good. Sarah's our staff lead on this, so she may have some questions as we go, and we can share microphones. So, Danny, do you have some, do you or others in the company have some opening comments or some kind of overview of the what's going on here that you can provide?
Sure. I do just have a brief opening. I wanted to kind of clarify what Tesoro is requesting here today. Like Commissioner Christman noted, there are two applications in front of the commission for consideration. First is the application for the transfer of a certificate of site compatibility, and this is for what is known as the Robinson Lake Gas Plant in Montreal County, North Dakota. And this permit was originally issued to Whiting in May of 2014. a little bit of background about the plant. It was originally constructed by Whiting in 2007, but it fell underneath the threshold limits for siting with the commission. And it wasn't until October of 2013 that Whiting came before the commission to request a site certificate to operate above the 100 million standard cubic feet per day of processing. And then, like I noted, in May of 2014, the commission allowed Whiting to operate the Robinson Lake gas plant at 110 million standard cubic feet per day, and that was for a 35-acre site in that matter. So that is one portion that we're here to discuss today. The second application is an unrelated pipeline, but there were two assets that needed transferring here. So we also have a transfer for a certificate of corridor compatibility and route permit for a crude oil pipeline. And this was issued to Whiting in October of 2011, and this is for a 6.8 mile, 8-inch diameter crude pipeline that transports from a central storage location in Stark County to an interconnection in Billings County. So again, we have the Robinson Lake gas plant, the Belfield pipeline. They're not related projects, but for purposes here today, we're requesting that both be transferred from Whiting to QEP, which is a subsidiary of Tesoro. And in January of 2017, that is when the assets were acquired by Tesoro, and we have then filed the appropriate transfer applications with the commission.
So you guys have provided all the documentation and agreed to follow all the permits and certificates that we've issued previously. Do you does anybody from the company want to offer any comment on the Robinson Lake gas plant in particular? You're assuming that is that part of Tesoro's just larger efforts to expand in North Dakota, or give us some context to that acquisition.
Okay, so again, my name is Jim Wakely. I'm the director of plant operations. So hopefully I can answer that correct. There, the question as intended. So we currently have four facilities in Utah and Wyoming, gas processing facilities. We've started, so I'm just sharing our experience level in gas processing. We've started seven facilities. We're legacy QEP facilities as well. We were purchased by Tesoro in 2014. So we started seven facilities during that time frame, have a great experience in plant operations, maintenance and compliance. And then these facilities fit right in with that experience in that portfolio.
Do you have any other gas plants in North Dakota?
So we have the Belfield facility.
Okay.
That came along with this acquisition.
And then the pipelines that feed this facility that I know we've cited some. I can't remember if they're Whiting or who owns those, but you won't own those. The pipelines that are feeding the facility.
So we have some gathering. I'll let Darren speak to the gathering.
Yeah, so as part of the purchase in the Robinson Lake area, the natural gas gathering lines came with the purchase. The crude oil and the water lines did not come with. So those stayed with Whiting.
Okay. And then talk a bit about the pipeline, too, and how that feeds into what you guys have going on in North Dakota. The
So basically in the Robinson Lake area, you have natural gas gathering pipelines. You have a natural gas gathering network that...
I don't mean that one, Darren. I'm sorry. The second piece.
Okay, on the separate one. So down in Stark County, there's a central oil gathering site where oil is gathered into one site, and then it is transferred through this pipeline which is an 8-inch steel line, which then sends that crude oil over to the Bridger line at a terminal called the Skunk Hill Terminal.
Okay. Talk a bit about the QEP purchased by Tesoro. How are you guys set up?
So in January of this year, Tesoro purchased the gathering and processing assets in North Dakota of Whiting. And like Darren said, in the Newtown area, we only purchased the gas gathering and processing assets. However, in Belleville, in the Belleville area, we purchased the gas plant, the crude gathering, the processed water, and the gas.
Okay. It's saying that your first statement was you purchased from Whiting all of the gas gathering and processing. So does Whiting not have any more processing in North Dakota after this?
They do.
They still do.
The Ray facility.
Buy all of them.
The Ray facility stayed with Whiting.
Okay. And QEP is now Tesoro, or you are a subsidiary of it within Tesoro?
QEP is a wholly owned subsidiary of Tesoro.
QEP Field Services.
QEP Field Services, yeah, let's clarify that, because QEP Energy still operates in North Dakota as a drilling and producing company.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think it's good to understand that in 2014?
That's great.
QEP sold off the field services side of their business, which was the gas gathering and the plants. And that name, that business entity has remained a viable business entity.
So I'm a little confused. QEP is a separate company. It's not connected with Tesoro at all, the other company you talked about, the oil and gas company?
Correct.
And then, so why are you maintaining the QEP as a separate company?
That's actually a really good question. So on August 1st of this year, all of the Tesoro companies, the names will all be changed to Endeavor. We're rebranding, just to further confuse everything. But actually, it kind of brings a little bit less confusion. There will still be Tesoro gas stations, but the refineries, the pipelines, the processing plants will all carry the Endeavor name. So there won't be five or six different operating companies in North Dakota under different names. They'll all be consolidated through a name change into Endeavor.
That being causing less confusion, that is bordering on a statement of fact.
Sorry.
We'll let it go.
When I was looking up QEP and doing a little bit of search on that, when Whiting sold to, in effect, Tesoro, I thought I read that it was a 50%. They had remaining 50% ownership, or did I read that wrong?
No, you didn't. Actually, in the Newtown Robinson Lake area, the Whiting, because they kept the oil pipelines and the processed water pipelines, they had to, I'm sorry, processed water is done by somebody else. The oil pipeline, because they kept the oil pipelines, they needed to keep an interest in the easements associated with those pipes.
Oh, okay.
So we own the plant 100%, but it's kind of a 50-50 ownership on the rights of way.
Oh, okay, thank you for clarifying
sure.
that.
And does... Do you all, are you subject to any oversight by the oil and gas division for the gas gathering? No?
We are.
Yep.
We are, NDIC.
All right. Does Tesoro have other gas gathering or other pipeline interests in North Dakota? I wasn't aware of a lot of your work there.
So we've got, there is a small gathering system to the southeast of the Robinson Lake area that does gather some natural gas in that area. And then from a crude oil standpoint, obviously we've got the Legacy system that feeds the Mandan refinery, as well as a pipeline network out there that gathers crude oil.
So how many miles of pipe do you guys have in total?
So total number of miles of pipe within the state is roughly around 1,000 miles of pipeline in the state.
And just clarify for me, Darren, you do not own the pipeline from the refinery going east across the state, right?
That's owned by NuStar.
Okay, so then since we're talking about Tesoro Pipe, why don't you update us on the recovery from the spill out by Tioga?
I was actually up visiting with the Jensens 2 weeks ago and took a tour of the site. Tesoro has settled with the state. There now is a standard cleanup threshold. We are continuing to excavate and burn soil, and it's kind of unknown at this time exactly how long we'll be doing that, but we have not met the agreed threshold yet, so digging will continue for a year, 18 months. That we're not really sure until we can meet the threshold agreed to with the state. The Jensens have also agreed to the threshold, and they are very anxious to get that hole filled in on their property.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Can you quantify how much soil you've had to dig up?
So I can't. I don't know how many tons, but I can tell you the site has grown from 11 acres originally to currently we lease 74 acres from the Jensens. And that 74 acres is currently being used. Part of it's an active dig site. Part of it is where we store dirty soil. Part of it is where we store clean soil. And part of it is an NDSU test crop plot. We've been growing crops on the reclaimed area since last year, and we'll continue to do so and monitor the health of the land where we have reclaimed.
How do you, just to grow my knowledge base, how do you reclaim it? Do you bring in new soil, or do you?
So there will be quite a bit of new topsoil that will be brought in, but the soil is excavated. It goes through a burner, and the hydrocarbons are burned off. Clean soil is stacked, and then as an area is cleaned, then it's filled with the cleaned soil and then new topsoil put back in place.
Mm-hmm. So the clean soil doesn't have oil and hydrocarbons in it, but it's probably missing a whole lot of other stuff too.
That's correct. Process. That's correct.
And how do you get that back? Is that just time?
That's time, and you know, NDSU is actually working that process with us. None of us here in the room are actually involved in that process. We have scientists that actually monitor that and are in charge of the cleanup. What little knowledge I have of the cleanup is from my relationship with the landowners.
Mm-hmm. And they've been pretty cooperative in all of this, it seems like.
Yes, they have.
Yeah, it's good. So you must have been working. The company gets some of the credit for that. I mean, they were probably cooperative people to begin with, so that's a good thing. And then you guys have obviously worked hard to deal with them fairly.
That's exactly right.
And so kudos on that.
Thank you.
Can you put this spill in context for Tesoro nationally, or just how, where does this fit in terms of size for the company?
I really can't. It obviously is probably, I'm speculating, probably obviously the largest spill Tesoro's mm-hmm. ever had. It was a sizable spill, and mm-hmm. Other than that, I can't.
Right. And this doesn't relate directly to this. It does to the sense that it's a pipeline, but I don't want to dig down too much. But there are more things that maybe separately we can set up a discussion on lessons learned from the spill and all of that sort of thing that might be helpful.
We would actually welcome having someone who really is knowledgeable of that from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. We would be more than happy to have someone come before the commission and actually brief you intelligently on what's happened and where we are.
I think that would be a great thing.
It would be a tremendous work session for us to
probably
all learn from.
Yep, and we can maybe even involve some of the PHMSA folks. We try to collaborate with PHMSA on a regular basis because we don't have the safety oversight for the crude oil lines in North Dakota, but people expect us to know what the heck's going on.
Sure.
And we should know what's going on. So that would be helpful to have that kind of follow-up.
I will talk with our folks, and we'll schedule something with your staff. And
very good.
We'll actually be happy to do that.
Great.
The other thing, besides just because people expect us to know, but when we're citing new things, if there are lessons to be learned here and some kind of requirement that we would like to add, maybe at that point it becomes very important for us to know mm-hmm. what could have been done better.
I don't have any other questions. Do you guys have any more?
I have one more on the whole name change transition. Whatever that is that Tesoro is going to become, is this just staying QEP Field Services for now so that everything can be merged into, what's the new name again?
Endeavor.
Endeavor.
Endeavor with an A.
Or is this going to, for the long term, remain QEP Field Services with a name differentiated from Endeavor?
It will only stay QEP for a very short time. August 1st is our target date, or is the date that the name will change. And
that will transition.
So that will change.
Endeavor at the same time. Sort of.
Exactly.
Sarah, anything more?
I just had one question on this Bellfield plant that you talked about. Is that under the limit for certificates, so there's nothing that needed to be transferred there? Okay.
Okay. Brian, anything from you?
No. No further questions from me.
All right. That concludes my questions, Mr. Chairman.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add for the record?
No, we just wanted to present any information to the commission so that you can review the materials before you. I know the ultimate question is whether the company agrees and is able to comply with the provisions of the certificates and permits, and we've submitted the appropriate affidavits from the company that the company is willing to do so. And I think with all of the information provided here and the assets that Tesoro has in North Dakota, they are able to take on the certificates and permits as well.
And we have those affidavits and the previously submitted information in our record. You didn't present any written information this morning, but the oral discussion here, is there any objection to that being made part of the record for our decision making?
No objection.
Okay, so the oral discussion will be added to our record for our final decision making. And I don't think there's anything else we need to do to wrap up, so we are adjourned. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.